Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Do I wish that some of our other kids had not had some challenges that they did? Well, yeah, that's the mom in me. But God can grow us, and God can redeem challenges in all of our lives, right in the middle of hard times, and teach us something about His nature and teach us about loving each other more, too.
You know, you talked a little bit about, getting a community around you. I'm wondering if you do address a little bit about this. You know, oftentimes you bring a new child home, there's the expectation to introduce, your child to, family, friends, church. I mean, you're sort of on display for, maybe a few months or so. And those are probably some key times when you need to maybe cocoon a little bit. So how could a loving, supporting community be more effective in helping a new adoptive parent?
Well, I think it is great to keep in mind that family is going to need to grow together and to have time to do that. Probably the parents will need to step back from some outside obligations that they have pretty routinely done. Don't ask that new adoptive mom to volunteer on this or that committee for a while, and give her some grace and keep visits short, and you might want to wait a few weeks to visit. I know people are always so excited to greet new kids, and that is absolutely a wonderful thing. I've been so grateful for that community around. What kids probably most need is a lot of quiet time at home with their parents, just to get to know these new parents of theirs. Doesn't mean you can't help out the family, though. I mean, like I said, meals are always fabulous, whether your child is newborn or 12 on homecoming. And, if you can offer to run to the store for people or bring other kids to soccer practice or there's lots of ways that you can help out. And often, if you just generally say, well, do you need help with anything? Often parents will say no, right? But if you say, hey, I am at Walmart right now. Do you need milk? What else do you need? That may be a very specific request like that may be more easily accepted. And, sometimes people can just feel overwhelmed, and yet, they chose to adopt. So they sometimes don't want to impose on family and friends around them. Because they don't want people to think, well, maybe they're in over their head, or they shouldn't have done this, or whatever. But to be a good friend, it's great if you can just ask, gently and honestly, and see what you can do to help out.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.